You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. Lord, you are worthy to be praised.
Amen. If you know that He is Alpha and that He is Omega, give God the best praise you can give Him this morning. Come on, if you know that He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the great I Am, the one and only true Savior, the only wise God, our Creator. Put your hands together and let's bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. I will bless the Lord at all times, and His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. For the Lord is good, and His mercy endureth through all generations. Clap your hands, and let's give God the greatest praise we can give Him. This is the day that the Lord has made. We've come to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We bless God this morning. He is the name that is above every name. And at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess. And so we bless God this morning because He is worthy to be praised. Amen. I'm first giving honor to God, my Father, to Christ, my Redeemer, to the Holy Spirit, my Comforter, giving honor to Reverend Jacob for allowing me this great opportunity to stand before you and minister God's holy word to you. Thank you, MCC family, for welcoming me with open arms. As soon as I walked in the building, I felt warm and welcome. I feel like this is my second home. And so as soon as I walked in, I said, wow, I feel at home already. And so thank you to the Worship Unlimited Church. Amen. Thank you to the Worship Unlimited Church, to my partner, Brother Costello, who just walked out. I don't know where he went. I guess he didn't want to hear me this morning. to the great people, thank you so much for blessing me with your presence. It's always good to look up and see somebody who you know. Amen. And so we bless God this morning. If you would go with me very quickly to the Old Testament scripture, Joshua. Chapter 6, it was read for your hearing earlier. I'm just going to read again for you the 16th verse. The King James Version says, "And it came to pass at the seventh time, when the priest blew the trumpets, Joshua said to the people, 'Shout, for the Lord has given you the city.'" Father God, we thank you this morning. We ask now that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. We ask that you deliver a power-packed word this morning in a short amount of time, that your people may be blessed and be edified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The way this thing is going to go quickly is if you talk back to me, I'll talk back to you, and we'll sit down. Amen? Amen. I like a call and response kind of church. Amen. So don't hold back your amens. Don't hold back your shouts, because I believe in a God of freedom. Amen. And so if you feel it, let it out. Amen. Joshua chapter 16, it says, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the city." Today we have gathered to celebrate Black History Month. And in order to fully appreciate and advance the work of Black History Month, we must first take a look at what the civil rights activists fought for. Martin Luther King's dream, Rosa Parks' demobilization, and Malcolm X's determination was all about breaking barricades that block us. So this morning, I want to speak to you from the subject of breaking barricades. If we look at what they fought for, they fought for breaking all kinds of barriers. They fought to break the barrier of segregation, break the barrier of everything that was going on during that period of time. And today God has granted us the opportunity to follow in their footsteps and destroy the things that have divided us as humans, as Christians, and as the LGBT community. God has commissioned us to be the new standard in Christian unity and in fellowship. However, with this commission comes opposition. Whenever believers gather together, there will always be barriers. The commission is the breakthrough that God gave us, but the opposition is the barrier that the enemy gave us. There are obstacles and challenges that will try to separate you from your divine opportunity. And God is saying to us today that it's time to breach the barricades that try to stop us from being unified. We can no longer sit back and complain about how high or how wide the barrier is, but it is our job to dissemble every barrier that comes to separate us as the children of God. And as we look into our text, we find that Joshua and the children of Israel are going to conquer the city called Jericho. This is the city that God has promised them. They approach the promise only to discover that there is a barricade. Martin Luther King had a dream, but as he approached the dream, he found out that there was a barricade. Even in MCC, as you go and do ministry, oftentimes you find out that whenever God has called you to a specific assignment in a work, every time you approach that assignment, you will find a barricade. And so God is saying to us that whenever we come to barricades that try to stop us from our promise, to stop us from our destiny, to stop us from where he has called us to, it is now time to breach the barricade. It's now time to stop talking about how well it looks and how much they have over us and how much we feel defeated. But it is now time to breach the barricade and go after every one of God's promises, after every one of God's realization. We have come to break the barricades of segregation. We have come to break the barricades of oppression. Everything that the enemy has tried to put on us, we have come now to breach the barricade. Joshua chapter 1, God talks to Joshua in his scared self. He says, get up because my servant Moses is dead. He says, just as I was with Moses, I will be with you. And now by the time we get to chapter 6, Joshua is confident that he will leave Jericho with the keys in his hands. He stands at the brink of his blessing with a barricade blocking him. And as we move forward as believers, as we move forward in unity, there will always be barriers trying to block us. Question is, how do we breach those barricades? The first way that we breach the barricade is to be unconventional. Somebody shout unconventional. In our text, verse 3, God tells Joshua, go down to the barricade. Go and confront the barricade. Go and stand up to the barricade and don't say anything. Oftentimes we talk too much, but okay, I'll leave that alone. But he says, go to what's opposing you, stand up to it, and don't say anything. He tells Joshua, march around the wall for 6 days, not saying a word. And then on the seventh day, I want you to change your routine. And oftentimes, as children of God, we get stuck in the same routine and in the same patterns and in the same methods that sometimes we miss the move of God and we allow the barrier to not be breached because of what we have become accustomed to. No, I wasn't going to get too many amens right there. Because we're creatures of habit. And oftentimes, the enemy knows what to do because we always do the same thing. And in battle, if you never change up your war strategy, the enemy always knows what to do before you even do it. I remember playing basketball in high school. Can you believe it? Played basketball in high school, and I knew that our rivals, every time that they played a specific play. And so what we would do, we would counteract their play because we already knew what they were going to do. And sometimes the barricades will not be breached because we are so accustomed to doing the same thing over and over and over. We're accustomed to hearing the same words. We're accustomed to doing the same actions. But God is saying today, it is now time to be unconventional. Do something different. Some of us, we take the long way to work every day. We take the same way to work every day. God is saying it's time to switch it up and be unconventional. It was on the seventh day that he says, now I want you to try something new. New is strange for some of us. New is scary for some of us. But the only thing that remains the same is change. And so God is calling us to change, not for the worse, but for the better, so that we can better change our community. Sometimes I get so sick of riding around and seeing the drug-infested communities, and we're the church. And we don't do anything about it. We just sit there. We look at the barricade, and we go, okay, well, that's just them. And we don't switch up what God has called us to do and to be. We are called to be the church. And so sometimes it takes us switching up our efforts. Amen. The next way to breach the barricade is to be unrestricted. Somebody shout unrestricted. Sometimes when I walk in church, I see chains everywhere. We can't say amen. We can't stand to our feet. We can't clap our hands because we feel restricted. When I was in college, I went to a couple bars in my day. And never once when I walked in, I felt restricted. Okay? But when I walk in church, oftentimes, I feel restricted. Because we can't sit here, we can't do that, we can't say this, and we can't. And God is calling the church to be free. If we serve a God of freedom, why can't we be free as the children of God? If we possess the very characteristics of the very God that we serve, why can't we be free? Verse number 16 says, shout, for the Lord has given you the city. Then the reason why I can be unrestricted is because I have a promise from God that is already done. If we look back in chapter 1, God had already given Joshua the promise. And so now that we're in chapter 6, we look and we see that Joshua has already owned the city of Jericho for 5 chapters and did not even know it. And some of us, we hold the key to our own destiny, and God has already promised us. He's already given us the tools, and we sit back and we never accomplish what God has called us to do. And so God is saying, now it's time for you to shout because I have already given you what you've asked for. And see, that's why we can't get with it, because we're so accustomed to not getting what we want. But God is saying it's time for you to praise me because I've already given it to you. And is there anybody in here who can praise God because he's already given you what you asked for? Your prayers have been answered. You've been praying. You've been crying. You've been seeking God. But today God is saying in this place, I have already answered your prayers. I have already made a way. I have already prayed your bills. I have already healed your body. So now it's time to shout because I've already given you the city. And is there anybody in this place who can get excited because it's already done? It's already worked out. It's already made ways. It's already done. And so I can bless God because he has already done it. So can I get some help in this house? Because when I realize that God has done it, I can celebrate God because he's already made a way. This is Celebration Sunday. This is a time that we can open our mouths and give God praise. I've never been to a quiet party. I've never been to a dead celebration. But if this is really, truly Celebration Sunday, let's celebrate the God of our salvation. Shout because God has given you. I don't hear nobody. Shout because God has already given you the city.
This is truly Celebration Sunday because the barricades that block us have already been destroyed. Okay, I wish I had somebody in here that knows that what we have been praying for, God has already answered. God has already supplied all of our needs. God is a God that works from the ending back to our beginning. So while we were trying to figure it out, he had already worked it out. And since we know that he has worked it out, we can praise God now and celebrate him. Hallelujah. Last way to breach the barricade is to be united. Somebody shout united. We must be unconventional, unrestricted, and united. In order for the promise to be obtained, we must all be united. I love what Reverend Jacob did earlier when the different ministries stood. He didn't just call one ministry and have them sit down, and call another ministry and have them sit down. But everybody stood together as one church, as one body. It's not the hospitality ministry versus the music ministry. Amen. As we may suppose, everyone works together to make the body function. And so it took all of the soldiers together to scream together, to be united as one body to go and get the promises of God. And oftentimes we lose what God has for us because we're so segregated and disunited. God is calling us to be together. In our text, when we look and study the children of Israel, the 12 different tribes of Israel. And so all of them had to work together to go to the promised land. There were over 40,000 soldiers that stood at the wall of Jericho. There were over 1.5 million Israelites. They all had to work together. 40,000 soldiers went to fight, and the rest of them reaped the harvest. And so God is calling us, even as a church body, even as sibling churches, to work together for the greater good. It's not us against you all, but it's us together. As long as we serve the same God, we will get the same results. Okay. As long as we go towards the common goal, we will all get the same reward. And God is a God of unity. God is a God that will bring us all together in blended worship and blended styles because God wants to get the glory. Believe it or not, it's not about us. But it's about the glory of God. The Battle of Jericho was not about Israel's glory at this particular time. It was so that God, out of everything that they went through, would get the glory. So I want to tell you, during this Black History Month, even as we celebrate everyone being together, that God wants to get the glory out of everything we do. When we join together and march in pride, when we join together and have blended worship, God wants to get the glory. He wants to make sure that the oppression is defeated, but we don't take the credit. And see, that's why it was so quiet right there, because we want to get the accolades. We want to get the celebration. We want to say, well, Reverend Chad was the person. No, God was the one who did it. So it's sometimes sad that the world, the secular society, is in more unity than what we are in the church. We fight over crazy and silly things. Board meetings have been turned out because of what we're going to wear on Sunday. Okay. But God is saying that there's no more in this house. That when we all get together, what a day of rejoicing that will be. And today, as we celebrate, we come to celebrate a lot of things all in one. But today, above all, we come to celebrate God. We come to celebrate victory. And I've never been to a quiet celebration. Is this thing on? I've never been to a quiet celebration. Somebody breaks out music. Somebody jumps on the floor and dances. Somebody throws up their hands. Says, throw your hands in the air and wave them like it. Somebody gets excited about the celebration because they realize that through it all, we have something to celebrate. And today, I come to tell you that we have something to celebrate. And since we have something to celebrate, we ought to stand to our feet and celebrate the God that brought us, to celebrate the God who healed us, to celebrate the God who made a way, to celebrate the God who makes a way out of no way, to celebrate a God who can pick you up and turn you around, to celebrate an awesome God because he is indeed worthy to be praised. Let's celebrate God. Let's give him all glory. Let's give him all honor because he is worthy. And since we know he's worthy, I want to hear you celebrate God. Come on, in this place, open your mouth. Let's bless the Lord in this place. Hallelujah. 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 God said, shout, because the Lord has given you the city. There was a reason why he wanted them to shout before. The old mother said, don't wait till the battle is over. Shout. Somebody help me. Shout now. And so as we stand ready to go back and face a cruel, mean world, God says, shout now. Like you've already got it. Like he's already blessed you. Shout right now. No more depression. No more holding my head down. I am above and not beneath. I can raise my voice and shout unto God. Bible says, shout unto God with the voice of triumph. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And so one more time before I take my seat, let's give it a practice. Let's shout unto God. Hallelujah. Come on, I need to hear you. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. And the way we breach the barricade is through our voice. It's through our sound. I know an opera singer that whenever you hold up a champagne glass, her voice breaks the champagne glass. And so I want to tell you today, it's time to break the barriers with your voice. It's when the times get hard. Just raise your voice and give God all of the praise that he is worthy of. Let's clap our hands and give God glory in this place. God bless you. God keep you. Amen.
All right, friends, I just asked Pastor Chad to stay up here because I feel moved to try something a little different. Oh, yeah. Before we do the offering, we're gonna have a little altar call. When I preached at Pastor Chad's church last month, I was so moved by the fact that he gives people an opportunity at every single service to have their lives transformed. So I want to invite anyone who wants us to lay hands on you. We're going to say a prayer over everyone, but if you want to come forward, if you're ready to have your life transformed, come on up. Come on. Frozen Chosen. Let's do it.
Amen. The only way we're going to breach the barricade is if we show up to the wall.
So as we come today to pray, let's show up to the wall. It's scary, I know. It's hard, I know. But when you show up, God shows up. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And whom the Son sets free is truly free indeed. So there may be someone today who says, I can't face this wall by myself. Look around you. You won't have to face it by yourself. It says, just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me. Father God, in Jesus' name, we come showing up as you asked us to. Asking God that every wall in our life be breached today. Every barrier that blocks us from being who you've called us to be is destroyed today. We ask now that as we gather in unity, oh God, that you would come and be the driving force that would break down every wall that divide us. Lord, we're going back to walls of bills that can't be paid. We're going back to walls of sickness and disease, God. We're going back to walls of depression. But God, we know that when we take you to the wall, that you would destroy it every single time. And so God, we come today asking God that you would endow us with your Spirit. That when we show up to our various walls, when we leave this place, God, that you would meet us there and we would find a broken wall. God, we thank you for allowing us to gather today to be in fellowship with those who have walls themselves. Allowing us to know that there is hope, that you have already given us our promise. We bless you, oh God. And when we show up to the wall, we'll shout and give you praise. We'll give you glory because we already know that you have already done it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on, let's clap our hands. Let's give God praise. Hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised. I believe lives are being changed. Walls have been taken down. Hallelujah.